Satyavati became Shantana's wife. Satyavati and Shantana left the kingdom to Bhishma and lived happily. Satyavati gave birth to two sons, Chitrangada and Vichitravidya. But after some time, Shantana died. Satyavati was in great grief. She entrusted her two sons to Bhishma. He accepted the responsibility as a sacred duty. Bhishma trained his brothers in learning and statecraft. Chitrangada was the eldest son of Satyavati. Mother, Chitrangada has grown big to be the ruler. If you permit, he can be crowned.
My son, my boys are entirely under your care. Their welfare is in your hands. Make Chitrangada king if you wish.
Chitrangada was crowned, but he was not destined to rule long. He was killed in war. Satyavati was shattered. With Satyavati's consent, Bhishma put Vichitravidya on the throne. Vichitravidya was now of age and was to be married. Bhishma thought that the three daughters of the king of Kashi should marry him. Kashi Raja had three beautiful daughters. He wished to choose worthy husbands for his daughters after testing the strength and skill of the young men who came to the Swayamvara. The three princes, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika, entered with garlands in their hands.
Bhishma had sworn that he would never marry, hadn't he? And here he is. Shame on him.
Bhishma's anger burst like a thunder. His eyes were aflame with anger. He roared like a lion. Princess, I vowed not to marry, and I shall never marry. But I have a brother, Vichitravidya, dear to me. I came here for him. He is young, strong, and handsome, but it is beneath his dignity to come here. So I have come on his behalf. I am now taking these princesses to Hastinapur. They will marry Vichitravidya. If you have the guts, fight with me and win these princesses. None of the princes, except Salvaraja, had the courage to meet Bhishma in combat.
Bhishma, you are not the only warrior here. Face me if you have the courage.
Bhishma defeats not only Salva, but also all the other princes who supported him. Kashi Raja gladly offers to Bhishma all his three daughters, Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika.
I love Salvaraja, and I want to marry him.
I grant you freedom. Marry Salvaraja and be happy. May you prosper.
Salvaraja, I love you, and I've come to marry you.
Bhishma has defeated me. You now belong to him.
How can you utter this? Where will I go? Salvaraja has deserted me. My father will not take me back. None can help me other than you. Please do not disappoint me.
You have always thought of Salvaraja as your husband, so he should marry you. I shall ever be a bachelor. I cannot change my vow. And you cannot marry Vichitravirya. I feel sorry for you, but none of us can change your fate.
Amba was dejected. She wanted to bring pressure on Bhishma to accept her. She thought of a plan and approached Parashurama, Bhishma's guru. Parashurama took pity on the poor girl. He went with her to Bhishma. Parashurama explained to Bhishma why he had come.
My son, you are my dearest disciple. I'm sure you will obey me. You captured Amba, and so you should marry her.
My master, I am a bachelor. You know I have taken an oath never to marry. I beg you, please do not ask me to break my promise.
Bhishma, none has opposed me and lived happily. I am Parashurama, who has exterminated many warriors.
My master, I know that very well, but Bhishma, the great warrior, was not born at that time.
Parashurama could not check his anger. Master and disciple fight with bows and arrows.
I shall be disgraced if my master is defeated.
I shall be disgraced if my disciple is defeated.
Parashurama was overjoyed that Bhishma had mastered archery so well. Defeat at the hands of a disciple like Bhishma makes a master proud, he said to himself. Just then, one of Bhishma's arrows struck him, and he fell down unconscious.
Oh, I have been a traitor to my master. What a sinner am I? Let me die.
Parashurama regained consciousness. He embraced his disciple and praised him.
My beloved Bhishma, I am not angry that I have been defeated. Defeat at the hands of a disciple like you is a privilege to the master. No warrior can defeat you. You have kept your vow. I bless you.
Thank you, Guru, for all your kindness.
Bhishma kept up his promise. Princess Amba leaves in distress.